The alarm goes off before sunrise, not because you want it to, but because you cannot afford to wait. Eggs spoil, greens wilt. Markets do not care if it rained all night or if your back is tight from yesterday's work. Cash comes only if you show up with something people will hand money for. You step into the routine knowing one mistake costs more than pride. A cracked egg, a missed harvest window, a batch that does not meet the rules. None of it sells. All of it still costs you time, feed, seed, fuel, and energy you do not get back. This is where homesteading stops being a lifestyle and starts becoming pressure. Income does not reward effort. It rewards systems that hold under stress. Every decision now has weight. How many hens? How much to plant? Whether to sell raw or process and face the rules that come with it. You are not chasing profit. You are chasing stability. And the ground under that goal is not soft. Chapter 1. Eggs do not sell themselves. You wake up before the heat, because the heat decides how long your product lasts. Eggs left too long lose quality fast. You move with purpose, not because you enjoy mornings, but because timing is money now. You step into the coop and start the count. Not the ideal count, the real count. What is clean, what is cracked, what is smeared and unsellable. You learn quickly that production numbers lie if you do not subtract losses. Every cracked shell still cost feed. Every dirty egg still took labor to collect. None of it pays you back. Feed is the first pressure point. It is steady. It does not care how many eggs you sell this week. Bags get lighter whether customers show up or not. You track it because guessing will bleed you dry. You learn what a hen costs you per day, and you stop pretending scraps are enough. Once money is involved, shortcuts become liabilities. Eggs look simple until you try to sell them. Customers expect consistency. They want clean shells. They want similar sizes. They want confidence that what you hand them will last the week. You realize fast that one bad dozen does more damage than 10 good ones can fix. Trust breaks quietly. You handle eggs differently now. You check shells by feel. You separate questionable ones without debate. You wash only when required, and you do it correctly because improper handling shortens shelf life. You stop rushing this part. Speed ruins inventory. Storage becomes another silent constraint. Eggs cannot sit anywhere. Temperature matters. Sunlight matters. Time matters. You mark dates because guessing costs you credibility. When eggs age out, they do not become discounts. They become feed losses. You eat without complaint. Sizing the flock is where emotion gets tested. Too few hens and customers get turned away. Too many and feed costs eat your margin alive. You stop thinking in birds and start thinking in weekly demand. How many dozens move every week without fail? Not best weeks, not holiday spikes, normal weeks. That number controls everything. You learn that growth is not adding birds. Growth is matching output to buyers who return. One reliable customer beats five casual ones. You stop chasing volume and start chasing rhythm. Cash changes the tone of every interaction. The first time money changes hands, something tightens in your chest. This is not sharing eggs anymore. This is a promise. You feel it when someone says they will be back next week. You feel it harder when they are not. Legal lines appear faster than expected. Giving eggs away is simple. Selling them moves you into rules whether you like it or not. You learn the baseline requirements where you live and you stay inside them. Not because you love paperwork, but because one mistake can shut you down completely. You keep it basic. You do not flirt with gray areas. You also learn that not all customers are equal. Some want cheap, some want perfect, some want stories. You do not owe any of them more than a clean, safe product. You set a price that respects your costs and your time. You do not apologize for it. Loss becomes part of the routine. A hen stops laying. A predator gets through. Heat stress drops production for days. You log it and move on. Emotional attachment does not keep the lights on. Calm decisions do. Daily labor reveals itself slowly. Egg sales do not take hours at once. They take minutes every day without fail. Miss one morning and you feel it all week. This work punishes inconsistency more than effort. You adjust your expectations. Eggs are steady money, not fast money. They smooth gaps. They do not replace jobs overnight. Anyone telling you otherwise is selling you a dream, not a plan. By the end of the first few weeks, you know if eggs fit your life or not. Not in theory, in practice. You know how early you must wake, how careful you must be, how many mistakes you can afford. The answer is usually fewer than you want. Eggs do not sell themselves. They demand discipline. They demand routine. They demand respect for small margins. If you cannot hold those lines, the money disappears quietly while the work stays loud. And once you see that clearly, the next question becomes unavoidable. How long can you keep this pace before something gives? Chapter 2. The clock is your biggest pest. The day starts before you see the sun. You are already thinking about what must be in the ground, what must be harvested, and what will rot if you do not move fast enough. Market gardening is a race with time, weather, and decay, and none of them wait for your plans. You walk the rows and check the seedlings. Some sprouted unevenly, some are stunted. You calculate which patches will be ready for market and which will be left behind. Every delay costs cash. Every misstep multiplies. You are forced to make decisions not on preference, but on survival. Spinach over kale because it matures faster. Tomatoes over peppers because customers buy now, not in a month. Planting schedules are a discipline. Seeds go in according to market days, not ideal sunlight. If the tomatoes mature after Saturday, you lose the premium window. You adjust constantly, staggering plantings in tight increments. Every window missed is a loss you cannot recover, no matter how perfect the crop eventually becomes. You are aware that the weather is an adversary you cannot negotiate with. A sudden storm can flatten your tender greens overnight. Heat waves burn leaves before you can water enough. Frost comes without warning and wipes out the week's labor. You calculate margins with these variables built in, because ignoring them is bankruptcy in slow motion. Pests show up daily, not in theory, but in reality. Insects, rodents, and opportunistic birds pick at your crops relentlessly. One morning you find holes in lettuce where you had counted on full heads for sale, one tomato cluster missing when harvest time arrives. These losses are not small. You subtract them from your income immediately, no mental buffer. Harvest windows are unforgiving. You step into the field knowing the clock will dictate your day. You cannot afford to pick too early or too late. Too early, and the produce underdelivers on taste or size. Too late, and the market rejects it. You run through the rows, sweating, muscles straining, aware that every delay is not just work, it is wasted revenue. Transport adds another layer of tension. You pack what you can, but not everything survives the ride. Crates shift, leaves bruise, tomatoes crack. You check them twice, but even careful handling cannot eliminate all loss. You learn to accept that some spoilage is built into your business, and counting it mentally becomes part of your routine. Pricing pressure cuts deeper than labor. Larger growers and wholesalers set rates that you cannot ignore. You cannot compete on volume alone, so you must compete on freshness, care, and reliability. Every market day is a negotiation of credibility, and you cannot fake consistency. One bad week, and buyers move on. You keep records obsessively to track who comes back and who disappears. Fatigue is constant. Early mornings bleed into long evenings. You feel it in your back, shoulders, and hands. There is no easy shortcut. Automation costs more than it returns at this scale. Muscle memory carries you through, but even that has limits. One wrong step and a crate falls, a harvest is lost, or a tool breaks. These moments are expensive, both in time and money. Cash flow is uneven. Expenses hit before income arrives. Seeds, fertilizers, tools, and fuel are steady demands. Payments come only when you sell. You start planning in blocks. This week's investment must last until next week's market. Miscalculations mean borrowing time from the next harvest, creating a spiral of pressure. You track every loss in detail. One day you realize that your oops moments, the seedlings that died, the produce that rotted, are not failures. They are data. They tell you which crops survive your conditions, which planting schedules work, and which pests require constant vigilance. You adjust constantly. You become a manager of small margins. Customer behavior is unpredictable. They appear early, late, or not at all. Some days your expected sales double, others you leave with crates half full. You must adapt pricing, display, and quantity on the fly. There is no room for ego. Flexibility is survival. Harvesting is physical. You bend, lift, carry, and sort. Every crate moves multiple times before it reaches a customer. You learn to pace yourself, but not too much. The line between speed and care is razor thin. Too fast and bruising occurs. Too slow and freshness suffers. Every day is a test of coordination under pressure. The calendar haunts you. Crop rotation, seasonal windows, and successive planting schedules are all running concurrently. You calculate forward 3, 4, even 5 weeks. You do not plant for today. You plant for the future, with lessons learned from the past tightly integrated. It is not easy to think several weeks ahead when each day demands full attention, but missing this calculation is fatal to cash flow. Labor choices weigh heavily. Family or hired hands help, but they need instruction, supervision, and correction. Mistakes from others are your responsibility. You train quickly or suffer the consequences. You realize that delegation is not trust, it is risk management, and mistakes have a cost you cannot ignore. Spoilage is your constant shadow. Even perfectly planted, watered, and harvested produce can rot if left too long. You calculate expected spoilage into pricing and planting decisions. Nothing frustrates more than seeing a perfect crop go to waste because timing or transport failed. You accept it as part of reality, not failure. The market itself is not forgiving. Buyers expect perfection. A single wilted leaf or soft tomato can mean the difference between a repeat customer and a lost sale. You learn to inspect every item meticulously. You carry a critical eye from field to crate to stand. Complacency is expensive. By late afternoon, exhaustion sets in. You tally crates sold, cash collected, and what is left unsold. You record what moved fast and what lingered. These notes become tomorrow's plan. You learn to accept that every day is both a loss and a lesson. You realize, as the sun drops low, that market gardening is not just farming. It is a negotiation with time, environment, and human behavior. Every decision matters. Every step has cost. And yet, if executed correctly, it feeds your homestead beyond eggs. It brings stability, not fantasy. The question lingers as you lock the tools away. How long can you maintain this pace? How many harvests before fatigue, weather, or misfortune catch up? And most importantly, can this small-scale operation sustain itself as real income without burning you out? You leave the field with crates partially empty, fully aware that tomorrow will demand the same early rise, the same calculation, the same relentless push. There is no pause. There is only forward movement, and every day without error is an achievement. You go to sleep knowing the clock is your biggest pest. It will not forgive mistakes. It will not allow shortcuts, and it will not bend to wishful thinking. Tomorrow, you will rise and race it again. Chapter 3, The Price of Going Legit. You stare at the small kitchen table, spread with ingredients, labels, and forms. This is no longer casual. This is business. Every jar, every bag, every batch carries responsibility far beyond your own backyard. You knew it would come. You just did not know the weight. Deciding to process goods changes the rules instantly. You cannot sell raw jams, pickles, or sauces without understanding inspections, hygiene, and shelf life. You cannot wing it. One mistake, and all the effort from eggs and produce becomes irrelevant. You take a deep breath and read the regulations. Some of it is common sense. Some of it feels like bureaucracy designed to punish small operators. Either way, you follow it. Your first test is equipment. Stoves, mixers, jars, and seals must meet standards. Heat control is critical. Labels must reflect contents, weights, and dates. Nothing can be fuzzy. You realize quickly that perfection is a moving target. Batch 1 teaches more than the trial. One label wrong, one jar underprocessed, and you could be shut down. You correct it immediately. No excuses. Sourcing ingredients becomes a strategic pressure. You cannot always rely on your garden alone. Certain crops will not yield consistently enough. You start buying sugar, vinegar, herbs, or peppers in bulk. Every purchase carries cost, risk, and timing. Too early, and it sits idle. Too late, and your production stalls. Cash flow must stretch, but quality cannot be compromised. You cannot cut corners. Consistency is the second invisible enemy. Customers returning for processed goods expect the same taste, color, and texture every time. This is harder than any egg or produce standard. One week's batch sweeter, next week spicier, and trust erodes. You record recipes meticulously, adjust for variations, and treat every batch like a legal obligation. The kitchen becomes a lab where deviation is dangerous. Labeling and compliance feel like punishment. Ingredients, dates, weights, allergens, everything must be explicit. Shelf life is not a guess. You calculate conservatively because a single bad batch can ruin more than money. It can ruin your reputation. You understand now why small-scale producers fail. The rules are heavy, the learning curve steep, and the margins thin. Branding emerges out of necessity. Raw eggs and vegetables can sell on freshness alone. Processed goods demand identity. Packaging communicates reliability. You spend time considering fonts, readability, and durability. Every jar carries your credibility. This is no longer just about the product. It is about proving you can deliver safely, consistently, and professionally. Upfront costs sting. Labels, jars, equipment, and certified inspections drain cash before a single sale. You reconcile this with reality. You cannot expect immediate profit. Every dollar invested is a test of your patience, judgment, and discipline. You learn to measure success in compliance and consistency first, cash second. Risk is constant. Equipment fails. Batch quality drops. Regulatory mistakes carry fines. You discover that being legit is not a guarantee of income. It is a framework that allows you to survive if executed correctly. Every error carries consequences that eggs and fresh produce never demanded. Mistakes now have wider reach. Customer trust becomes your currency. Word of mouth is no longer casual praise. It is legal and economic leverage. One complaint about mislabeling or spoilage can ripple across the small market you serve. You respond to every concern immediately. Accountability is no longer optional. Every interaction is under pressure. Scaling decisions weigh on you. Do you expand production, knowing every added batch magnifies risk? Do you hire help, introducing variables you cannot fully control? Each choice has a cost. You map every outcome, consider alternatives, and accept that growth is not about ambition. It is about survival under controlled risk. Time pressure never relents. Processing takes hours. Storage takes space. Distribution takes planning. You learn to work in blocks. Mornings for prep, mid-mornings for production, afternoons for packaging, evenings for documentation. Any deviation threatens schedules, shelf life, and income. Every hour carries risk. Unexpected setbacks hit hardest. A jar breaks. A crate of fresh peppers spoils before it is processed. An inspection highlights a missing certification. These are not minor frustrations. Each incident could compromise your operation. You treat them as lessons, but the emotional weight is real. One misstep feels heavier than weeks of normal work. Regulations are a double-edged sword. They protect your customer, but they punish your inexperience. You read, reread, and cross-check everything. You ask questions at local extension offices and follow guidance to the letter. Mistakes are non-negotiable. Compliance becomes your silent partner, always present, invisible, unyielding. By mid-season, you start to see results, but not in profits. You see it in confidence. You see it in repeat customers returning because jars arrive unbroken, ingredients are predictable, and flavor is consistent. You see it in yourself, learning to navigate a web of regulations, timing, and human expectation without breaking under pressure. Every successful batch carries weight, not just financial, but legal, emotional, and reputational. You calculate the cost of going legit and realize that it is more than money. It is time, attention, patience, and discipline compressed into each jar you sell. You respect it because ignoring it will destroy the effort of years and hours. The price becomes clear in the quiet moments. You can make eggs and vegetables, but processed goods demand responsibility. You cannot cut corners. You cannot rely on luck. You cannot ignore deadlines. Each day you face the risk, and each day you survive, you earn the right to continue. By the end of the season, the truth settles in. Income is possible, but not guaranteed. Effort alone will not suffice. Systems, discipline, and attention to the smallest details are what protect your livelihood. You have learned that scaling from homestead to business is not an expansion, it is a transformation. You close the last batch for the day, review your logs, and plan for tomorrow. The work is never over. The regulatory pressure, the timing, the labor, it all continues. But now you understand it. You can navigate it. You can manage the costs. You can endure. Still, one question lingers, sharper than any blade of grass or cracked eggshell. Can you sustain this pace without burning out? Can this operation grow without collapsing under its own weight? You do not know. You only know you will wake before the sun again tomorrow and test it all over. The homestead has become more than land, animals, or plants. It has become a system, a business, a daily negotiation with time, rules, and risk. The cost of legitimacy is never ending. But for those who can hold it together, the rewards are real. steady income, independence, and the hard-earned knowledge that effort alone does not fail you when applied with rigor. You walk away from the kitchen, exhausted but alert. Every jar sealed, every label correct, every batch accounted for. The homestead is no longer just a home, it is a livelihood, and every decision carries its price. The weight is real. The risk is constant. The payoff is in endurance. And the grind does not stop.